It's Friday, April the 19th, 2024. I am Jay Cleveland Payne bringing you things you might not have heard for today. And what we have for you today, eight stories in the queue vetted by you as conversational, covering information, politics, current events, and pop culture news. We'll explain the vetting process after the headline, so we'll get to that very quickly. So hang to it for that. More information about what we do and how we do it at the Conversation Project's website. This is theconversationproject.com, oddly enough. And email us with your comments, concerns, and, you know, good tidings sometimes. The conversation inbox at gmail.com is how you can reach out to us every single day. Let's get into the headlines for today. Eight stories, as we said. No particular order as they're being presented, but we'll give you some context into how they got to where they got to be and explaining along the way a bit the whole feeds issues, how we got these stories, these particular stories in your inbox today. Story number one for today, headline for that story reads, 911 outages reported in parts of four states, including Las Vegas, officials say. This was a pretty big deal. We had the issue a few weeks back where AT&T had the major outage. So in some cases, there was no AT&T, period. That was a big major outage for AT&T, period. This was not so much one carrier, but one problem. 911 outages was several states caused by, oddly enough, an installation of a light pole. This incident disrupted emergency services in South Dakota, Texas, Nebraska, and Nevada. Situation is big enough to literally cause big issues, but how did one thing happen? The carrier basically said somebody installed a light pole in one spot and in the process hit the wrong button and disabled four states worth of 911 calls or four states worth of telecommunications specifically that dealt with the landlines that deal with 911. A bit daunting that you can basically take out the 911 system by just simply trying to install something and bumping the wrong thing. Very daunting in that case as well. We'll see if there's any actual resolution from this. Luckily, no serious harm, injuries, or dealings were come from this. No serious losses that we know of. But it's pretty sad that something as simple as the electric company wants to install a pole, maybe fix something, breaking many other things in the process. Actually, that's not as surprising as you think. We deal with that. We're dealing with our tornado fix here in Arkansas. Let's go to a story that's number two. This story was a big one and one that got a lot of people sort of scratching their heads. Idaho murder suspect Brian Kohberger says he has an alibi. What is his alibi? Well, his alibi is even stranger than the kind of story that's being told. Brian Kohberger is the suspect in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students, of course. His alibi for the night of the murder is that, according to him, he was not at the crime scene, because he was out driving around to see the moon and the stars. That's what his lawyers are saying. The activity is described as typical late night drive that he takes when he goes hiking and running, just kind of seeing things, stargazing going on. But he just was in the night going through south of Pullman, Washington, and west of Moscow, Idaho. So he was not at the house when it happened. Now, they're going to try to use cell phone data to show that he was driving around at the time when the prosecution is trying to use cell phone data to prove that he was at the house at the time. Both things can't be true, so we'll see which truth or which lie will come to fruition. Let's move to the next headline for this morning. The story at number three for us has a headline of 12 jurors have been picked for Donald Trump's hush money trial. Selection of alternates ongoing. Actually, they only need a few more alternates. They have 12 jurors and one alternate picked. On a day where the first day they picked seven, and on the second day, first they dismissed two, then filled the whole gallery was going on. They suspect they'll be doing opening arguments come Monday, as they will probably find five, six more people for alternates today. Now, the bigger story in this is the fact that if you look at the picture, watch the video there, Donald Trump's holding a stack of papers. I'm not sure where the stack came from, but the stack of papers are essentially grievances about that, or grievances each one, things to complain about. He'd read one, and one would be like an article written about him about the trial. One would be some notes on some other people. The judge believes this is a breaking of the gag order. People think that he's basically, you know, defying the order, saying what he wants to say about the whole thing and intimidating folks. The judge may have to put Trump in jail for breaking the oath. He may have to put him in jail, sit him in the can for a couple hours because he's, you know, being in contempt. That would be something to see. Let's move on to the story that's number four for this morning. Your headline for this one is Dickie Betts, Allman Brothers band guitarist, dies at age 80. This story talks about the legendary Dickie Betts. The figure in the world of rock, who is larger than life and, of course, a member of the Altman Brothers Band, passing away at the age of 80. He died at his home in Osprey, Florida. He'd been battling cancer for over a year, so this is something that's not necessarily a surprise. But we are mourning the loss of a great figure in music, great historian in music, singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He contributed significantly to the Allman Brothers Band and successful music talents and helped shape generations of guitar players and people playing music for along the way. We're definitely going to miss the contributions of Dickie Betts, and we're sending lots of love to the family and, of course, all the fans of his music, especially Allman Brothers Band music. Let's move to the next story this morning for number five. That headline reads, collision nearly avoided at Reagan National Airport after two jets were cleared onto the same runway. The incident referring to here is two aircraft at Ronald Reagan National Airport. The alarming event occurred on Thursday morning, yesterday, and has since sparked significant investigation by the FAA. The near miss involved a JetBlue flight bound for Boston and a Southwest Airlines flight. According to reports, the two planes were just seconds away from potential disaster when one of the aircraft encroached on the runway already occupied the other. One was given permission to get on the runway that was already occupied, hence the problem. This is an issue that we're seeing more and more of, with air traffic control having issues. Is this a problem with air traffic controllers not being trained? This is a problem with just the stress and strain of the job. Is it pilot error? What is going on? We don't have a quick answer for this one. We probably need one pretty soon. I'll move on to the story we have. This is number six. And this picture, if you're watching the video, is a very, very sad looking picture of Arizona Coyotes fans. And these fans are sad because they no longer can be fans of the Arizona Coyotes, because a team that originally didn't have a hockey team because they don't play hockey in the desert, although had a very sustained and great fan base, is leaving. The sale has been approved by the NHL to Salt Lake City. The Board of Governors of NHL has approved the sale, and this is a really big deal for the franchise. The team in Salt Lake City will assume the Coyotes' assets, but will operate under a new name, as Coyotes will remain of the current owner, who is Alex Moreno. So he owns the name. They can bring in another team maybe when they shift around and bring the Coyotes back, much like they did with the Hornets, Bobcats, Hornets, things like that. And what they'd like to do with the Jazz, although the Jazz have been well established to be in Salt Lake City in Utah at this point, going forward. New arena will be built and more stuff happening. Expect to be about $1 billion in actual revenue to happen for everyone going forward, if a new team is reestablished in Arizona in a five-year period named the Coyotes. That's what they're expecting. But Salt Lake City will get the current team called something else, Salt Lake City Jazz maybe, and then go forward. So Arizona's not losing a team for long, they hope. But it is not easy to lose a team just to buy another team back. Although Cleveland did that, so I guess it's not unprecedented. Let's move on to the next story. We've heard lots of talk about Donald Trump asking for Prince Harry's passport, essentially, just calling on, just basically being a jerk on stuff. Prince Harry has now officially renounced his British residency, declares U.S. is his new country. Now, I don't know that means he's official citizen, but his residency is the U.S., declaring this as his new permanent home. He still has royal duties, slight royal duties. He still has this overseas job to deal with. But as far as he's concerned, his American wife and his American children and their home is now his official home. Has no plans and dealings to go back to the UK to live there or live out his days. He is now a full out American, drinking beer, wearing red, white, and blue, firing guns probably, and doing all we can to be American. Although the accent sort of gives it away. And finally, this was the number one story of the day yesterday, and this has a potential. This is going to be a top story for the weekend, a potential to over the next couple hours, based on any response popping in here, be one of the top three stories of the weekend of the week. And the headline is Travis Kelce named host of Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity for Prime Video. This is obviously not one of the more important stories right now, but and it isn't even Taylor Swift related per se, because Travis Kelce is his own dude, but this own dude, Kansas City Chiefs tight end and Super Bowl champion thrice, has been announced as a host for a new game show called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity, coming to Prime Video. The show is a spinoff of the popular format featuring, which featured kids, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, now having contestants go up against famous people to see how smart they are. Not sure how smart they actually are, but we'll see what's happening. Travis Kelce is obviously extending his portfolio, and it's not just because of Taylor Swift. He was actually moving up fairly well on his own before the whole Swifty thing happened. Doing the podcast with his brother Jason, them doing things as well, doing more commentary there. Being a celebrity in his own right, doing lots of commercials, hanging out with his boy Patrick Mahomes for, you know, Mahomes, my auto, and going abroad. So congratulations, Travis, for getting this brand new gig and, you know, showing that you've got the chops going with it. I still think the mustache is a mistake. My opinion. So, you know, your mileage may vary. Our headlines for our teaser story today. This is a story that we could possibly talk about come Monday, because today is Friday and the next iteration of Things You Might Have Heard is Monday morning. Now, come Monday, what we're going to provide for you is 10 stories in the queue. From the weekend, 3 days, so we have a chance to get more stories. 10 stories in the queue for you to engage in, or you would have engaged in to go through from the top 30 stories of the weekend. I should say that part first. The headline we are teasing right now is this one. Tehran plays down Israel attacks, signals no further retaliation. This actual headline from the story link has changed 3 times since we posted it this morning, because we woke up this morning to the news of Iran being attacked by Israel. And it gets even more crazier. Israel actually let the United States know they're going to do it. U.S. like, man, please don't do that. They did it anyway. Tehran is basically playing it down. Tehran is like, okay, whatever, a little big thing will happen. Iran is playing down the fact that the attack they put on Israel was pretty much ineffective. Tehran can do that because they're auditorian government that can basically crack down on all communications. So what they say rules there, so they're playing it down. But we'll definitely be talking about this in some fashion. When we talk about this one specifically, you let us know. You literally let us know because you let us know. Go to our feeds on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/thisisaconversationproject and twitter.com or x.com/th_conversation. When you go to those sites, you will see our pages, our feeds there. We call them feeds because that's where we put our posts. Every 50 minutes or so, we post a news headline from various sources, and we just need you to check out what we're talking about and tell us what stories you like more. Engage in them. Hit the little emoji button that goes with it, and come Monday morning, we'll rank all the stories, pull from the top 30 stories of the actual weekend, and then we'll give you 10 of them in this broadcast here. Tuesday through Friday, like today, we give you 8 stories, but we're only pulling from one day. So we top the top 15 stories from one day and give you 8 stories there that are interesting, ready to go. So that's how it's going to work. You let us know what stories we're talking about. I'm pretty sure something along these lines will make it into the headlines, even if it's going to be some sort of update, which may not be a good thing. But we'll see what we're talking about because you let us know total. Will we talk about Tehran, or will you actually try to downplay this out with some happy puppy story? You can do that. It's all up to you, literally. One more day of hyping Zenni Optical. Well, one more day because they have a good sale going on right now that you need to get on. Our spotlight sponsor is Zenni Optical. Check out our link, our affiliate link at thisisaconversationproject.com/Zenni. And when you do that, you will see the chance to get a good pair of glasses for a great price, which is every single day. And up until Sunday, up until the 21st, you have 3 more days to get in on this one. You can get a buy one, get another for a great discount. Buy one pair of opticals from Zenni Optical, whether they are sports glasses or sunglasses, transitions, lens, blue blockers. Get your next pair for 25% off for glasses over $10. They're celebrating their 21st birthday, and the code, the promo code, is birthday24. I'm not sure why it's 24, but this is 21st birthday. The code is birthday24. Don't worry about it. You'll save 25% on your glasses. The math will math itself when you get there. Go to our link. This is theconversationproject.com/Zenni, Z-E-N-N-I, and visit Zenni Optical and get your next best pair of glasses today for a great price, plus a second pair for an even greater price, 25% off. So check it out. These are for glasses over $10, so make sure you are hitting that mark. But they have glasses that start with frames starting at $695. So trust me, you may not need the code if you find the right glasses. My frames are the $695 frames. And with a little Dutch adjustments, I have very inexpensive glasses. I've been doing it for a decade. You should start doing it as well. Check them out at Zenni Optical. The Conversation Project lives online at This is a Conversation Project. We implore you to check out our website, This ConstitutionProject.com and see all the things we do there every single day. We present for you news articles and links to those at our feeds. So the most important thing you can do is visit the feeds and tell us about the stories. You can email us at theconversationinbox@gmail.com and let us know how we can do things better or not as worse. You can consider going to our partnerships page and helping us out by being a direct partner. You can also visit our sponsors page and just click a link for any of our sponsors. They'll take good care of you. They're all affiliate links, so we get something back there. We don't have any full-time paid sponsorships here for the Conversation Project other than more or less when I do my books, because I'm obviously paying myself. But all our links, all our buys are affiliates. Even for books, you know, they're royalties for sales. So anything you buy through us helps out the mission. Anything you send to us directly helps out the mission, and we will be good stewards of whatever you're going to provide for us to do things here. A plus for the partners, or sometimes the minus, is to get more insights of what's going on behind the scenes and get more of the sad stories and more of the gritty things going on. And one day we'll be a grand, big, massive media company where everyone knows our backstory. Right now, get in on the ground floor and learn about how we're doing things very much grassroots with you guys here. So check it out. Check the thing out going on at The Conversation Project. Also find us in our various forums for hot takes, for short videos, the newsletter, the audio if you're watching the video if you're watching, if you listen to audio. Check out where you can find us all at The Conversation Project's website. This is theconversationproject.com. Now, let's wrap things up today. We're going to learn you something today. And one of the projects that we have for our larger umbrella company called More Better Media is the Big Words Project. And from that, we're providing you a word of the day. Today's word is a pretty interesting word. It is upshot. Upshot, which means a phenomena that is caused by some previous phenomena. How about that? Used in a sentence. The upshot of the lengthy negotiations, previous phenomena, was that both parties were satisfied with the new deal. Phenomena in question. The upshot is something that happens from something previous. Like you study really hard for a test, and the upshot is you made a good grade. There's your upshot. Check out the Big Words Project at thebigwordsproject.com for more details on words of the day. Signing up for the newsletter to get this word in your inbox directly. And, of course, get the first volume of The Big Words You Ought to Know. It's out now. $1 from the sale of every single book is going to a local reading charity, a local reading organization. So whether you're buying the Kindle edition at $6 or the paperback at $12, $1 from each book is going to that big cause, because I'm about reading. We need more readers, definitely. Friday, April 19th, 2024. I'm Jay Cleveland Payne. I'm thanking you so much for being a part of what we have going on here. We had a lot of new things happen this week. So if you saw them and you enjoy them, let me know. If you don't enjoy them, let me know. We can adjust as best as possible, make things work out as better for you and for me here doing this show. We are laboring hard. This is a labor of love, but it is a labor and a very, very laborious action. So if you're getting good things from this, please assist. Make sure you're following the feeds and emailing us. Let us know how well we're doing. Commenting in the videos and audios as well. Do that so we know that we're doing something good for you. If you deem us worthy and you deem yourself able to do that, we can use some support. Go to our sponsors page and buy some from them, all affiliate links. Go to our partnerships page and directly partner up with us to get things going here for the Conversation Project. And, of course, just be here. Stay limber. Stay hydrated. Stay on task for all the grand things you are here to do. I'm Jay Cleveland Payne. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm just going to wrap it up like that. Thank you so much for being here doing this. It has been a trouble trying very long period of time to work on this stuff. And as we've evolved this video cast over the past 3 years or so, we've learned a lot. We have learned a lot. I've learned a lot about doing this stuff. You've stuff learned a lot of tasks, and we're growing. The most important thing to think about in this, and this is totally off the cuff, most important thing to think about in this 2024 is in the United States, we have this really big election thing happening. And so it means a lot. So whether you are for that guy or against the other guy, and it makes a difference, make sure you have your priorities straight and know exactly what you want to do. Say a little prayer on it. If you do that, if you don't do that, just, you know, meditate and think real hard on it. And be here Monday. We have the weekend stuff. We'll have the weekly wrap-up with the stories, the top 10 stories of the week to talk about. Plus, the stories of the week, we'll go deeper into some particular stories from those week stories. Still kind of working kinks out of that. Let's get out of here. Big day today I've got, so hopefully you'll have a grand Friday and great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Let's do this again come Monday.